每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
6月1日，无为之罪。王又要向那左边的说：“你们这被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去，因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；渴了，你们不给我喝；我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身露体，你们不给我穿；我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。”他们也要回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，或渴了，或做客旅，或赤身露体，或病了，或在监里不伺候你呢？”王要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不做在我弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不做在我身上了。”这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。马太福音25章41到46节。耶稣对不作为的事情很严厉，明确指出这也是罪。他称那些不行善的是被咒诅的，而行善的是义人。非常重要的是，耶稣用的许多比喻都是谴责那些不作为的罪人。例如，婚宴上没有穿礼服的人要被赶出去，5个逾桌的童女没有准备灯油，不能接待新郎，拿了主人1000两银子的仆人却一事无成，那个财主不关心躺在门口的拉撒路，还有那个冷酷无情的恶仆，他被主人免去巨大债款，却不肯赦免别人的小数欠款等等。在最后的审判时，神不会问你的神学观点，也不会问你信仰教义，甚至不会问你犯过什么罪。如果你忽视行善，那你的罪足以让你受到永远的刑罚。我们要在今生活出信仰的见证，否则我们的信仰就无法持守到永远。我们应该少说多做，少一些夸夸其谈，多一些怜悯；少一些高谈阔论，多一些爱心。你有没有忽视了什么行善的事情呢？你打算做些什么呢？让我们一同祷告。父啊，求你提醒我按照你的旨意行事，并带领我们前面的路，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
June 1st, the sin of omission. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink.I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They will also answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Matthew 5, 41 to 46. Jesus gave this clear, strong warning against the blighting, murderous sin of omission. He called those who failed to do good, as to him, cursed. He called those who did good, as to him, righteous. It is very significant that in every one of Jesus' parables of condemnation, the sin condemned is the sin of omission. For example, the guest at the wedding supper was cast out because he did not wear the wedding garment. The five foolish virgins did not bring oil with their lamps. The man with one talent did not trade with it to his master's profit. The rich man did not minister to the poor man, Lazarus, lying at his gate. The unmerciful servant did not forgive his fellow servant, who owed him a paltry 100 pence. In the account of the Last Judgment, the people were not asked questions of theology. As important as doctrine is, they were not asked about their doctrinal beliefs. Neither were they asked what sins they had committed. They neglected to do good. Their sin was grave enough to send them into everlasting punishment. There must be a practical outworking of our faith here in this present world, or it will never endure in the world to come. We need fewer words and more charitable works, less palaver and more pity, less repetition of creed and more compassion. What are your omissions, and what do you intend to do about them? Let us pray. Father, we pray that you will remind us to do the things that you desire for us to do. Lead us, Lord, in Jesus' name.